very much.
Should be like history.
That's right.
That's what I want.
That's right.
It'd be like history, except he's not gonna be bothered with nitpicking about whether Romney is screwing both.
That's right, first.
That's right.
And how does he think about using Schultz more? He says, won't work too well, but it'll work out all right. The way it'll work is a combination of Schultz and Cole. Ken Cole will work that out, which is really what they're doing now. He says that can work out. But anyway, when we were through it all, as we were walking down, he was coming to his meeting, he said, allow me to say that this does not come as unwelcome news at all. And he said, now the other thing, though, is how does this relate to the campaign itself? Because I feel that there's a need for some understanding in the campaign planning of some of the things that fit together. And I said, well, you had not mentioned in the memo here, but that you had talked with me on the weekend about the need for setting up a daily campaign, you know, political unit of him and Mitchell and Colson.
Mitchell and Colson.
Now, you had said Schultz, and I still want to ponder that one. I'm not sure whether that's good or not. It may be.
Well, Colson, you...
Question.
Also, you come back with
John O'Hagan.
You come back to the campaign, the preparation speeches, the answer desk, for example, things of that sort. Yeah, you're talking about, did you get to talk about my idea of putting up a big chart?
No,
on them all.
No.
Let's get back to that. I know you've got that up there. Wow, by the way. I wanted to tell you that for, you guess we've been working all day, it's not for what an hour. Scott Mansfield meeting, which you've got to do before they go to China this week.
We have
some
we could move that up earlier. Secretary Peterson meeting.
Right.
The Arthur Burns with Conley meeting.
Right.
That's all we have. Lost anything, but you have to leave Thursday at 6 or 5 o'clock.
Indeed, just as well not to have that family day all scheduled.
So maybe they're lighten Thursday and put more of it into it.
Well, as I say, you can move some of it to Tuesday and get these guys out of the way. Now you're not going to have any leaders meeting, but you all got a damn leaders meeting off sometime this week.
Well, we put it off because there wasn't any reason for one. And because at this point we were keeping clear for the press conference and all that.
I guess I'll do that next week.
We have one on for next week. Maybe I'll schedule one for this week so that you don't have to have one next week.
Well, since this week is dead, you may as well have one.
It's too late to have one tomorrow morning, I think. Maybe we could have one
Wednesday morning, yeah. So we can have Wednesday morning. I think just good.
thing, if we could allow a little time, he has some things he does want to talk over with you, so. Well, we can do him, do Arthur at 3:00 and then Conley right after. You know, Conley's got to be here for the Arthur meeting.
Yeah, 3:30.
And then the Arthur meeting is only supposed to be a few minutes, because it's only on that point of time. Go for it.
A bit of a Conley special, I'll go.
And is anybody working on the, who is working on this withholding thing?
I mean, I know that it's kind of bad, but he knows the terrible importance of it. We got him, you know,
Sure.
We talked about it every single time. Sign it, his number, I don't know, or on the company.
It's got to be Conley, but we've got to sell him on it somehow.
Why don't you tell us?
I'd like some steps.
I'd like to have that as one of the subjects tomorrow, if you will.
Fair enough.
Sure.
I think we should get a leader meeting out of the way so that they see what they have on them.
All right.
They need a little. Then that was next week pretty well.
With regard to a cabinet meeting, I don't think we need a horse around the point of view there, but there's no reason for one.
No, there was some indication that there was a reason for one next week, but I have yet to see what the reason is, so
he is in town.
No, we have to order it down, but we
well, what I'm getting at is since I am not having to hold the time for the preparation of the conference. Mm-hmm. I have a speech.
So we could do it Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on how these other things fall in.
Yeah.
back up and you have to leave for Canada Thursday night.
Yeah, well, so I see somebody else.
Yeah.
So you want to.
The other thing you had talked about was that getting the political group in this week, and we dropped that. I don't think that's necessary.
I don't think we're ready for that.
I've
been thinking about political group, oh, I forgot to mention that. I don't believe I will go to Florida this next weekend. Because I think Camp David would be quite nice. And I wouldn't mind having a political meeting there, but it cannot be my residence, because I'm not going to Rio.
Now, which weekend are you talking about?
The weekend of the 21st.
Oh, really? You're not gonna go down there?
No.
It's your last good chance down there.
It's the last good chance, the very Congress, it's not a good time to go, it's a good time to be there. We didn't tell them we think of it, we do, we might have a deep political meeting there, too, you see my point? What I'm thinking is you ought to shoot for a political meeting that weekend, and I'll go either Friday or Saturday, see? And I won't do a dinner and all that business, I think what we'll do is I'll just be available for a couple hours. My schedule permits me, we'll have dinner, if not, we won't, for a candidate, we won't have dinner.
Well, it might be better not to do it away from here, because if you haul, see, Mitchell ought to be there, and if you bring Mitchell away, you put a focus on the fact that he's there, and it may be better to just have him in here at the White House.
Close to Camp David. Mitchell could go there, no problem, can he?
Yeah, I think so, I think he'd go there without it being known.
I don't think, we're not ready for it this week, Bob, but it's just.
I think that's right.
Auto this week, but you get everything sort of lined up.
We got some things to put around and get it put together.
Let's see who's going to be on first. So far. Now, John understands, of course, that what we're talking about is, I hope I made it clear, that if you want to invite some of my shepherd, that is the main, many people to advise on.
That's very clear. You could, and it's very clear in your memo.
Truth, it's what other people can do, but I don't know what else, and I don't know how much can be done in this time. Sort of, he probably ought to get out a list of our main speakers, and how they can sort of produce. And it's that way, he can also think in those terms of, where the fraud is concerned, or they can't get over it. Saying that Julie Christian and Pat business, because I like she's going on the front of us, that's a bad thing can happen. Say, oh, I'd rather than me go to the dinner. I don't want to go to the dinner, I'm not going anymore. I call Miss Burns, and she's going down Wednesday, and she's able to hit a plane, right? Harry Dan, Sean Barron, all my Sean Barron, all the South Carolinians, and they could pay a great deal of attention.
That's right.
So we've developed an asset here, and they used to use it. Correct?
Absolutely. And that's very good.
John agrees with the judge.
I thought he'd be very pleased with it.
He agrees with the judge, absolutely.
Sure does.
And he thinks the other same for the rest of the job, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he said there are one or two things that he's in that he's got to get stay with for not being in a family. That's fine.
I prefer
after taking his focus.
I would prefer not to hear anything about politics, actually, for the next couple of weeks.
All right.
Maybe that's just as well. We just play a little political thing right here.
Well,
and if I'm at Camp David, I just maybe decide, well, fly up all this.
Yeah.
There's no reason why John can't come up for a Camp David.
That's right.
That's where I'll probably end up that weekend. I agree with you, Lord. For Camp David, fine. Christ, he's coming up there for social issues.
you consider part of the, and you can't, yeah, you can't put a phone in.
No, I can't. I'm going to Texas.
Yeah, but not till Sunday. You could go to Florida the following Thursday night.
Be there Friday, Saturday, no, well, then I have to come back and pick up Pat.
She couldn't come down to Texas? Texas from there?
No, there's no business if you don't get in here. Forget it, I'll go around. Canada is particularly nice right now. I mean, Florida, but Canada at this time, I mean, that's the flower to be coming out. I've got the swimming pool, the bowling alley, and walks. That's about all I want to do anyway, see. I never go shape.
Are you thinking still of the possibility of the televised press conference next week, or Vietnam speaks next week, or?
It's a speech. Probably on my press conference. What we may end up with is, the situation and so forth, we may end up just doing humanity of the other things. And I may want to keep that profile in that next week. We just have to put, right now, we have to not be concerned about the church and readers. I've gone over all the PR aspects of it, and given a list of things, and you know what I mean, but Scallion's in the morning, and get that out to him, and then he's going to, says that he's telling the greater to get a few of our hawks, so he give them a little line and so forth, and help get it out. And in the meantime, but I don't think my line just like this, because anything else to do the right thing, then it's not right at all. And there's no way to win anything. A speech now would help on that one, help someone domestically, but it hurt the other one.
Well, I don't know if you're getting up domestically or anything.
Well, you mean, I went over all that with Tim Rand. I said, I'm sure the problem here is, of course, domestically, we have to realize that you would take some attrition. As the enemy, political enemy, steps up and suggests, people can say, oh, war, and all that sort of thing. And you've got to weigh the fact that attrition may have encouraged Hanoi, and it may encourage Moscow. On the latter point, he says, no, because Moscow has too many fish to fry with regard to the German treaty. And we really got them, I think, and agrees on that. Because Henry has laid his very crowd out that we will not support the German treaty in place for us. So I worry about that. The second part is, as far as I know, it's concerned, I don't think they're going to be affected. They never had been too much, right? As far as the situation is here. On the other hand, in the foreign policy area, what really decides you have been like this review is too much prepared. Sapphire is not so silly, but not as small, but it's as hard. But basically, the trouble is that there's, and I work less on it myself, there's no way that I can make a speech See, what we really face now is that if Saigon collapses, we don't think it will, if it does, and then the Russian game will collapse for the reason that I cannot go and will not go to Russia and leave bargaining position. We have to blame the Russians. And that would mean, of course, that we are, from a political standpoint, putting everything on the line, but we could be very tough to do. And but that person would resign to that. The important thing here is that we've got to put all the chips in the pot and try to win it. If we win it, and if it's not, if we lose it, frankly, it could sound too, but that's the way the game's always been anyway.
Well, you never know. That's
the way the game is now. There's no way this can be saved. There's no way. Oh, this Henry, I want to die. Curious thing, I don't think, I'm afraid that there's nobody in heaven who understands that was possible. Well, sure, I'm sure we understand the exception of time, but he understands. Roger doesn't, Larry doesn't, and they do what they're told. But Roger is, playing his usual game, waiting to see what's happening, hoping that it's good and so forth and so on. But that's really the kind of thing. But I thought it all through, and I know it's the thing to do. And we think it's a rough decision, but we have to do it this way. We cannot play it. You see, you can't go on the sun's safety, the guns of April have been answered by the
Even I thought that one.
Oh, shit. I told him, I said, how about 100,000 people have read that book? Well, it's supposed to have a million read. It was a goddamn good book. What? Many.
It wasn't that many people.
I mean, well, it was a monster. Bestseller. Maybe 100,000. Irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's facetious. It's like flamboyish. It plays with things.
I started to read that draft and I got through the first couple of pages and that's a big mark.
Well, it's no old country. There's no old followers. I mean, loyal followers. But we do not have anybody on the staff who can write for a policy structure. What Henry was saying this morning is true. It is not my opinion. It's a great genius at it, but I work no more than 15 minutes. Yeah. speed traffic staff, we can't have, I mean, Price, Sapphire, Eaton, and all the rest, and it always comes out gooey, you know? Safety, it's good, radios. Most of them, I mean, I agree with that, because that's the national name of this awful crap. Has to say. Well, it is a. Right now, this was right on this thing, we're gonna see the damn thing through. And we're not gonna, you know, be worried about politics, crap.
Let's get.
Polls, trials.
Let us get.
Bullshit.
Let us.
We must not have, must not, and being that I'm not gonna be able to talk to our domestic people about their problems, I mean, I gotta keep my mind absolutely clear and unfettered for what could be critical decisions. You go ahead, I want you to hold hands, all the other, I want you to get in, Colson and McGregor. McGregor, I want on that group. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I want you to get them and say, look, now for the next 3 weeks, the decisions that are made are gonna decide the whole damn future of this country. And I'm just not gonna listen to them in politics. I'm not gonna do it. It's all this to them. They want to, they just gonna have to handle it. I didn't intend to watch that too closely anyway, right now. Really. But getting back to domestic, what you were saying, domestically, supposedly, as far as efficiency is concerned, let it come. What will they determine? This is whether we win. Even in Laos, had we won, you remember, right? You remember we were in.
We had a longer leader than Tom,
so.
Yeah.
We can come up with
that one weekend, yeah.
One weekend, yeah, right. Then it looked like we were in.
Then the shit hit the fan and they started climbing on the side.
We had to side on and hold on. Not giving these fail.
That's exactly right, and this one is even more so than Laos, because it'll be more clear cut.
Oh, sure.
And everything's on the line. You know what you got here. You got everything committed. And it's, they're Saigon and Ball, Saigon's falling apart. If it doesn't, if you lose a few northern villages and
they'll lose the provincial capital.
Then, all right, but that'll hurt. It won't hurt domestically.
Well, they're
prepared for that.
They stay there.
No, they're prepared for that, except for these carpers and
screw the carpers. I don't care about them. But if they want to run this country down, have this country lose, they can. One day I'll be taking this suspicion on their unbelievable lack of patriotism. Unbelievable ignorance in politics, but Jesus Christ. They're mortally afraid that Saigon's going to win.
Sure.
Mortally
afraid. And that you'll benefit from it.
That's probably the greater fear, isn't it? Well, not too bad.
Just like they're afraid the economy will come up or the unemployment will go down.
Yeah.
Well, the prices, they really.
Or the prices.
Yeah. The retail sales reports can't do anything.
It is this week. Well, the most important thing was the wholesale price index, because that won't be reflected this month. But it will next
year. Out next month, yeah.
Or
on the retail, on the consumer price.
The CPI this month, maybe another bad month. I think we just take the fact. I think the fact that both, and if we make enough of a paper early, or somebody's got to get on them, and see that they follow up every goddamn day. Food prices went down last month, the wholesale food prices, they shouldn't go down in the supermarkets. You know, it's amusing to see. See, Mansfield said we were trying to make the farmer to go, shit. That's where I had to go to the one to blame the name, man. You know, so I finished something this morning.
Yeah.
But crazy, that's my line.
Exactly.
How did I not get away with that?
They can't. They isn't going to get away with it, because that line we hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
We've got to stay with it.
But you've got to keep getting it every day.
That's right.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Because you're just you want to chase carrots, yeah. They hear now, just get something. Is there anything commenting on that? Let's see. Wait a minute. He's the first one. What did he get on there?
I don't think his parents received anything, Mr. President, but they were here once. They
were here once.
That's what I'm saying.
One would have you gotta get these people out there another way, or I am going to have to talk to them without.
He's got it, and he knows the guy, but why don't you just make the point, just say, talk to John Mitchell and Bob Holman about that. Or I wish you would give Mitchell and Holman your, you know, the benefit of your counsel on the other side, or just Mitchell if you want to, but, I think he likes to feel he's getting in here too.
Well, you do try to talk to him every
week. Oh, yeah, about lawyers. Yeah, more than every week. And I can make the point of going beyond that with him.
There's anything you can say, you know, if he's got the time, why don't you set up a time so we can have some friends, or maybe you try to see him so you can go over there.
I do. That's time. Hello, Clark's come over here. Thank you. It's funny, you know, if you think the guy would want you to come to his office, they like to tell the people I have to go over there.
That's true. Well, anyway, that's the way they come out. You're not enough to have this back. They don't hear no one.
Yeah.